5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
So if you get married, will you invite Steele?
Put moron number two on the phone.
Absolutely not.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
I feel good.
Oh, feel good. Yes, we did. The sun came out for a while, but as I look out the windows here at Triple M HQ, I can see Mickey Roberts downstairs. And Mickey, how's the weather down there?
It's pissing down.
Are you sure, though? Is the sun about to poke out again?
Oh, it's still pissing rain.
Absolutely positive.
Oh, it's pissing down here, JB.
It's not JB, it's Daisy Thomas in the seat for your Monday as we kick off a big final week. And if that's anything to go by, is going to be absolutely exceptional. A huge show coming up. Tom Gleisner ahead of the season finale of Have You Been Paying Attention Tonight. We go to the family with a couple of topics. Topics Thomas in the seat. Ooh. Plus, we discuss a couple of things that caught our eye in the paper. Round you out with a joke from this man, Anthony William Brownless.
Oh, g'day, Dave. And would have been a very good gag, that, if it was actually raining.
Wet streets built means rain.
Topics Thomas.
Yes.
Doubting that. Don't worry about that. Boy. But good to be with you. Last week in the chair for Anthony William, I deserve a holiday.
You do.
I've had a big, big year, as have you, Rabs, by the way. Do you know it's only 7 weeks to Christmas?
Wowee. Did you know? Sneaks that? Up on you.
No, it doesn't. It's there in the calendar. Rabsy, what do you got for us?
There he is on the left there, on the right of Farkin as we look. So Lewandowski.
It's your mate.
Our mate from the runner.
Yeah. Robert Farkin.
Robert, that's what he's name. Yeah. And Robert his family Farkin. Were all there, don't
he? He DM'd you.
He did.
Who did?
He's
the whole fucking family.
Yeah, they were all there. Yeah. And that's his name. Yeah, so Robert. We're having a bit of fun like this. He actually DM'd me saying, stop having a go at my name.
Oh. He doesn't like Robert.
All the way from Germany, Daisy. Oh, Daisy's on fire. Crikey. Righto, what do we got? A bit of a rap.
Yes, all thanks to KO.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Hey, nice little rappy.
It's Billy's All Sports Report. Don't risk missing all your team's matches at the T20 World Cup on KO Sports.
Glad you said his name, Daisy. Now, let's go off the top with cricket, with the Aussies. T20 World Cup. Didn't make the semis, Daisy. Your first initial thoughts?
I watched the game.
Yes.
Perplexed to be some extent.
Perplexed.
Yes. So just the decisions as the bowling lineup as well. Mitchell Stark sat out that game.
Yes. So he bowled well the match before.
And correct. A point of difference when you look at the lineup and you see the right arm quicks that just come in and hit a length or back of a length and try and get it into the deck. And you can set fields for that. I get that. But just in terms of taking wickets in a game where you needed to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then also some of the batting was rather questionable.
Well, you know what we said the whole tournament, and this was a week before, they were unsettled. They had they went in their first game, even the practice games, unsettled batting lineup, unsettled bowling lineup, and it looked like that. And they even Finchie came out at the start of the tournament and said they're fatigued already. Don't come out and say that. It'd be like going into a grand final saying, oh, geez, we've had a bad week and we're fatigued.
Do they consider this their grand final, though, is probably the question that's coming out in the aftermath.
Well, then that's a good point. Because they play so many tournaments.
For big dollars in the IPL.
And Maxi probably didn't help himself by saying, oh, well, what's our next tournament? Or we go move on to another one. To which us Aussies don't like that.
No.
And I reckon there's been a little disconnect. There's no doubt about that with the Australian cricket team or this team and the public.
Ooh. So they won us all over again after the sandpaper gate.
Yes, won the World Cup.
Yes.
Yep.
And now you think just lost touch bit again.
With the Linter stuff and the sponsorship.
Yeah, fair shout too,
and politics getting involved when we just want to see cricket and cricket played and played well and hard.
We want entertainment.
Yeah, and we want to be entertained. But they were very ruthless, remember, the Aussie sides? They were tough and hard. And
they had no roofs.
No, roofless.
But anyway, like on their houses.
No outstanding bowler. Shut up, Daisy. No outstanding batsman, was there, in the tournament?
No, there wasn't.
Who was their best bowler?
It's hard to say, which is exactly to your point.
And but who was their best batsman?
Probably Zampa with the ball.
Yeah, but he
was a touch off for how consistent he can be, though. But even watching Davey Warner go about it, we know that these players these days have a skill set that's unbelievable. But to, when you get going in a game, you have to win to then switch up and try and play a right-handed shot, not a reverse sweep or a lapse, reverse lap sweep, to face up right-handed and just get skittled. Geez, it was bizarre.
So it's a bit disappointing, but we very move on.
Very disappointing.
Do you know the next T20 World Cup's in 18 months?
Is it? Well, yeah. That's probably why they don't give us stuff.
Well, and guess where it is? The West Indies and America.
Okay.
That'll be interesting. Americans watch cricket?
Would they have ovals?
Well, they'd have to. They'd have some sort of oval.
Well, oh, that's a good question. Yeah. They have squares for
yeah,
the,
true.
The diamond.
Rectangles.
Rectangles and diamonds.
Disappointing. We've jumped onto the Rugby League World Cup now. We're following the Kangaroos.
Yes.
We're right behind
good
them.
Things.
Rugby
Go
League. That's yeah. it. The AFLW on the weekend. The Cats are out. They got beaten down there at Geelong. Kicked 1-8.
The entire match.
The whole time. Not great. So the first semi-final, Richmond take on North Melbourne at Punt Road Oval, 1:40. That is Saturday.
How'd the Pies go?
And then second semi, Adelaide v Collingwood. Unley Oval over there in Adelaide at 3:10. Good win by Colin. Good game, that.
It certainly was.
And a good crowd.
We spoke to our girl Sarah Rowe on Friday. And she said it was going to be a good game, and the crowd just didn't disappoint. Sold out, 4,800 plus in the house.
Yeah. So they're the semi-finals. Who wins it? Has Adelaide been the side all year? I think they've
been Brisbane. No, Brisbane should win it.
Oh, yes, because they're waiting in the prelims.
Correct.
Yeah. And Melbourne's the other one. That's right. That's right. Good work there. The basketball, Melbourne United. Oh, they needed to win yesterday. Good win in the throwdown 17.
They're back.
Yes, exactly. Won by 25 points. And you know who was the star? The skipper, our man, Chris Golding.
CG.
30 points. He was on fire. So good win there because they got beaten by the Snakes over the weekend too. Been up and down a bit, the old United Rabsy.
They have.
The Gillaroos have recorded the biggest winning victory in the Women's World Cup, Rugby League World Cup. They won 92-0 over France.
And rested some players.
Wow. So the Aussies, of course, take on New Zealand in the semi-finals now. So that'll be a big
good
one in
going.
The World Cup
Come
for
on,
the
girls.
Men's. And the Australia Rugby Sevens won the Hong Kong Sevens for the first time in 34 years.
They did.
Defeated Fiji 2017. Plenty of rugby and all that crap going on. World Series Baseball. Are you into this?
I'd be lying if I said yes.
The most hated Major League Baseball team, that's what it says here, the Houston Astros have won their second World Series.
There goes the runner. Fly ball down the right field line. Tucker comes on. Kyle Tucker. This time they finish the job. The Houston Astros, world champions.
World champions. Won their second World Cup series in 6 years. I probably should have said that with a 4-1 victory. Very well done there. Now, they've got a great supporter. His name is Mattress Mac. He sells mattresses and furniture and things like that. He had $10 million on him at the start of the year.
As a bet.
Don't know if it was points bet or whatever. He won 115 mil.
Hopefully it wasn't points bet. We'll be back next year.
So he put $10 million on at the start of the year and won 115.
He must have plenty because I would dare say that isn't gambling responsibly.
No, but he's got plenty. Mattress Mac. So the last time they won, he said everyone gets a free mattress if they won, and he lost $10 million in stock.
Every supporter gets a free mattress.
They come in and took a mattress.
Is that like you giving everyone a free Palmer at the Creamy tonight?
Oh, no.
Because they...
No, it's not.
Because Geelong won? No?
No.
You sure?
That was last few weeks ago when they did win.
Okay. That's it for the wrap.
What do we got next?
Well, I'll tell you what. I've had a little look across the paper this morning. We need to work through something together.
What's happened?
We just need to work through something.
Daisy's been reading the paper, which is dangerous.
Because he can't read.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Did you see your former president, old flog here, getting some merchandise from Carly at the club?
JB Bill with Daisy Thomas. Tom Gleisner still to come. And Daisy, one of your, pastimes is to get up in the morning, have some breakfast and a coffee, and read the paper.
It actually is, Rabbit. So I'm rather old school. I'm not sure if you know that. I do a lot of my banking in person. Mm-hmm. I genuinely do love to get up and walk to the local cafe on the way
to the post office. I went down this morning to pay a couple of bills.
No.
Did you? Yeah. Me energy bills.
Yeah, okay. And they're going up too. So thankfully you've still got plenty. Maybe time to sell some of that silver bullion. But this is the point of the story is I got the paper. I sat down, flicked through, got to about page 13, which becomes the social pages.
Confidential.
And who
Which
do I
this
see
should be confidential.
Front and centre?
Bailey Smith.
Well, online you can see him with his shirt off and you can see all the other influencers. And I thought, well, this man I never would have considered an influencer in my life.
Who?
Anthony William Brownless. Sitting there, and it reads, former footy star Billy Brownless has stepped out with his partner at Flemington months after confirming there was a new woman in his life. So if you look here, Bill, the beautiful photo of you and Juzzy at the races.
Justine
at the races.
Yes.
I didn't paraphrase that.
No.
So are you now considering yourself, along with Ruby and Lucy, as an influencer?
Yes.
You certainly are.
Yes, I am.
And how was the day? Did you get an official photo? Because there's a few things in this we need to clarify.
We do.
Because Jackie Epstein wrote that it says one thing that's factually incorrect. Former footy star, Billy Brownless. Just former footballer would have been fine.
Former footballer, yes. Yes. Or footy show, Now, I agree.
The photo we see, is that from the day?
No, it's not. It's from another friend of Justine's, Instagram.
Yes.
So taken off that. So I didn't see Jackie.
So normally some more influencing.
I normally see Jackie. So she didn't get that photo. But by the way, Daisy, or I should call you Sandra Sully over there with the late news. As we know, it's been going on for a while. If you listen to Triple M, the Rush Hour, or the Saturday Rub, we've been talking about this for months.
Well, in August, it is quoted you as saying here, it's really new and a nice little friendship. We're going all right and taking it slowly. Mm. So things have progressed nicely, I take it?
Yeah, don't read that again. That didn't go down too well at the time. So, no, going well. When you're a bit older, Daisy, you don't rush into these things.
Okay.
You just make – because there's different angles. Like there's kids and all that too you got to think about.
Dynamics.
That's the word. So you come together and, yes, it's going nicely.
What about some of the rest of the quotes that come throughout this? So the two – the two couples went on a holiday together in Fiji, that being Lee Montagna and his wife, plus you and Justine.
That's right.
That's actually correct?
That's correct.
What about sources say the couple were overheard discussing the recent honeymoon in Fiji?
Repeat that.
Sources say the couple were overheard discussing the recent honeymoon in Fiji.
That doesn't say that there. Show
on
me.
On this piece of
show
paper,
me, Daisy. That doesn't
another
say
source
that.
Said the amount of PDA going on was similar to that to of a teenage lovebirds.
PDA.
Yeah, public displays of affection.
Well, no, there's not a lot. When you get older, Daisy, there's not a lot of PDAs or whatever it is. But it was a lovely day. I went there with my kids and
how
everyone.
How many times
we had a good
did you
day.
Go in the birdcage this week?
Twice. Saturday.
Yeah?
Yeah. Had all the kids there. It was great. And we just went along and Justine came along and she brought a friend, Erin, so they could go and do their little things. I could just have a little bet and a few frothies. So lovely day had by all. Those.
So will we see you more in the social pages?
Well, I don't know if it's a story. Do people read it? Do they clickbait it?
I read it. I had to read it.
Clickbait it?
It must be clickbait because it's getting clicks online and it's ahead of Bailey Smith's abs.
No, it would
it
not.
It is.
Because I clicked on Bailey Smith's abs. No, but it's been going for a while, so it's all good.
No,
very nicely. And
I just thought we'd get an update to the family.
Yes, exactly. So all good. Thank you, family.
Fantastic.
Been
good
some
to see.
Good, a lot of people saying, well done, Fat, and all that. And very nice. So thank you to the family. Yes, the Rush Hour family and my family.
Well, outstanding.
Well done, Sandra. who are the sources, by the way?
The couple received warm well wishes from other punters. It
not
just makes it sound like you were swanning around just high-fiving and, yes, Billy's here.
Can
and
I
it's
just
all
say
going great.
On that, not one person come up and said, oh, hi, Bill and Justine, great to see you together.
No,
that
it is good
happen.
To see, Bill. As much as we joke, it's good to see. So well done to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Dace.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Not only is it not funny, it's also highly inappropriate.
Now, Bill, on the back of last week, we both went to the races. We both had some interactions with people. We weren't quite sure of who they were.
Yes.
So you met Taika Waititi.
The New Zealand director, who was a lovely bloke, but I had no idea who he was.
Correct. Famous director. I met Jamie Bell Kennedy of the Kennedy family, being of the marquee I was in, the lovely jewellery and watches.
Watches, yes.
I had no idea. So we thought back to when a famous story of the Queen, when she passed, how everyone was sharing great stories and anecdotes, and this one came across the desk.
It did.
He said to Her Majesty, and where do you live? And she said, well, I live in London, but I've got a holiday home just the other side of the hills. And he said, well, how often have you been coming up here? Oh, she said, I've been coming up here ever since I was a little girl, so over 80 years. And he could see the clogs thinking. He said, well, if you've been coming up here for 80 years, you must have met the Queen. And as quick as a flash says, well, I haven't, but Dickie meets her regularly. Anyway, the next thing I knew, this guy comes around, puts his arm around my shoulder, and before I could see what was happening, he gets his camera, gives it to the Queen, and says, can you take a picture of the two of us? Anyway, we swapped places, and I took a picture of them with the Queen, and we never let on, and we waved goodbye, and then Her Majesty said to me, I'd love to be a fly on the wall when he shows those photographs to the friends in America, and hopefully someone tells him who I am.
Now, that is funny.
That is hilarious.
Actually got the Queen to take a photo.
Yeah, no idea who she was or what she was doing there. So on the back of our interactions, yes, plus that one, had me thinking, surely the Rush Hour family have had interactions similar.
Of someone, with someone of note.
Someone of note or someone famous. So, hence.
Hence!
Who have you met or when have you met a celebrity that's been famous or somebody of note without recognising?
Had no idea.
133353.
Must be some good prizes, Rabsy.
Double pass to the Red Hot Summer Tour featuring Paul Kelly, Bernard Fanning, Missy Higgins and more at the Mornington Racecourse. Sunday, January 15. Tickets at Ticketmaster plus Neverland store voucher as well.
Oh, they're good. So who have you met? You had no idea.
No idea.
That they were important.
Correct.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And, Thomas Carr. Yes. Right, another one. This one. This one caught my eye, Jimmy boy.
Or Thomas.
So the question we posed, Beans, was, have you met a celebrity without realising or a person of note?
And they've rang.
Well, I'll tell you what, have they, right?
They have come to Papa, and let's go, Marty and Cranbourne. Who did you meet?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Marty.
Out after a Bombers loss one night, went to Cran with a few of the boys. We saw Paul Barnard out, so like, hey, Paul, we'll get a photo. This big fella took the photo for us.
Yeah.
Happened to be Chris Anstey, the basketball player.
You didn't know Chris Anstey?
And made him take the photo.
Yeah, tall bugger though.
Oh, mate, he's about 6'10 or 12 or something.
Yeah, he's a big boy. I'm 5'6", so that's not good.
Not ideal. There's one. Chris Anstey, a crown.
Yep.
We got a Rob now in Hazelwood North.
Oh, not the pond.
Yeah, g'day, boys. How you going?
Well, thank you, Rob.
Is that
pond
still there, Rob? The hot pond?
Yeah, it's still there. It's still there. I wouldn't go near it, though, at the moment.
No.
Not since the power station closed, but anyway.
I got in there once, and I'm not quite right since.
That explains a lot.
Who did you meet, Rob?
I jumped on a flight in LA one time heading for Auckland.
Yeah.
And had my young daughter with me and my wife, and got talking to a woman on the flight who had four kids with her, and chatting away, how you going, where you going, you know, business, pleasure, that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And finished talking to her, and my wife taps me on the shoulder and goes, you know who that is? I said, no idea. Who is it? Should I know? It's Lucy Lawless.
Oh. Zena
Warrior Princess.
I've been talking to Zena Warrior Princess and didn't even know it.
You didn't know it?
No idea.
What's wrong with you?
Well, she had blonde hair.
Oh, okay.
Mate, she didn't look anything like Zena, that's for sure. Oh. But, yeah, it was crazy.
Oh, good work. Rob, some of his best work there. Let's go to Dilser in Croydon. Go to Dils.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Yeah, beautiful. How are you, Dils?
Yeah, not too bad. Just on the way to pick up the kids, so going all right.
How many kids you got?
Just the two, mate.
Right. Who did you meet, Dils?
It wasn't me. It was actually my old man, and he was at a coffee shop in Build, and he saw a guy there waiting for his coffee, and he's going, hey, do I know you? You know, did I sell your house or something like this? And this guy's like, No, mate, never, no, I didn't sell my house, blah, blah, blah. And then my dad's racking his brain, couldn't think about it. And on the way, as he got his coffee and he's walking past, the guy goes, there's Alistair Clarkson, mate. And then,
The money when the penny drops is the best part.
Exactly. When they walk away,
you're racking your brain, you just go, I'm an absolute dill.
That's it.
Very good, dill. We go to Rhiannon in Druin.
Oh, hello.
Do you know Daisy? Rhiannon?
No, we've just moved up here 12 months ago.
God's country, you'll enjoy it. Make sure you go get a photo of me, the statue in the main street.
Oh, it's not
Where's
there.
Where's that?
No, it's not, Rhiannon.
Just near the train station. I had to pay for it myself, but it's definitely there.
Who'd you run into, Ree?
Andrew Bogut.
Oh, big boy, Bogey.
Yes, big boy Bogut. So he was coming in to buy some appliances back in the day at Clive Peters.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, he walked in, tall as. Everyone's like, oh, get a photo, because I'm 5 foot. And I was like, okay, and stood next to him, still didn't know who he was. And his mum walks over and she's like, do you even know who he is? And I'm like, no. And she's like, he's a famous basketball player, Andrew Bogut. And I'm like, I still don't know who he is.
Good work. Beautiful. Poor old Bogey. Andy's there and packing him. Hey, Andy.
Hello? Is that me?
Are you Andy?
I am Andy, yeah.
Yeah, from Pakenham?
Well, yeah, just outside Pakenham, yeah. when I was younger, I was 15 or 16, went to see Kiss at Bradford Hall in Bradford.
Yeah.
And we got there a bit early, so we went across to the hotel. There was four of us. And we thought, oh, we'll just mess about in the lift, see if we can see anybody that we knew. We're going to the lift, and if trailing Paul Stanley got into the lift.
Oh, no.
So, and my lad just turned around and said, are you with band? And they said, yeah, we are. And we just stood there gobsmacked. We just didn't know what the hell to say. We didn't even have a pen to get an autograph.
Silly, Pom. No, they weren't in character, obviously, were they?
Oh, no, no, they weren't in character, no.
Because
they always used to have the makeup on, didn't they?
Yeah, you wouldn't know what they look like, would you?
Well, it's a bit like Rob, who was waiting for Lucy Lawless to have the Xena kit on.
There you go. Of course, one of the greatest, biggest bands in the world, Kiss.
Put your hands together for Chris. Kiss, I should say.
Can't believe it. They were sitting there ready to play, and he's given this
big... that Jing?
Jing said it on the footy show. Actually, he might keep that for Friday. Good?
Very good. We round it out. Joel from Werribee.
Yeah, good day, boys.
Jolly.
How you going?
Yeah, good, mate. Good, good. What do you got for us?
Well, me and the missus were out in a restaurant having yum cha in Chinatown in Melbourne.
Yeah, nice.
And was nice, good food. Anyway, I'm sitting there, I'm looking in front of me, and people are looking at me. I turn over to the left, people are looking at me. I turn over, like, over the shoulders to the left, people are looking at me everywhere, and I'm going...
Joel, everyone was looking at him,
and
he looked to the left, he looked to the right, and he said to his missus, why is everyone looking at me? And it was John Cleese.
There you go.
Who do we like for the prizes? We won't get him on air, but who do we like for the prizes?
And John Cleese said to him, actually said to Joel, they're looking at me, not you, because Joel, he thought they were looking at him. Very good. Joel probably doesn't win one for dropping the magic. So, come on, who yours?
I'm going to go with Rhiannon from Drouin.
Yes.
Just purely for a bit of a love-in for Drouin.
No. Mm-hmm.
And obviously, if Andrew Bogut's standing next to you and you're getting explained who it is and you still don't know, pretty good.
Well, Rhiannon's got a double pass to the Red Hot Summer Tour.
Okay. And then Andy.
Cool.
Who had no idea who the Kiss Boys were.
Yeah. So Andy's got a $200 Neverland Store voucher, which is the home of Australian streetwear. Shop in-store or online, neverlandstore.com.au.
Nothing for Joel,
Well, speaking of Joel, I'll just get us back into delay.
Anyway, you're there, Joel.
No, we're not getting Joel back on.
Never call
get
again.
Him on. It was a good story.
We spoke about that. It was a good story, but unfortunately, you can't say the old Robert on air because you get dumped. So,
Robert,
your favourite athlete?
Anyhow,
from Germany?
Before that, it was good. Top it.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Anyway, that was it, Jim. Up next, not sure what we got. We'll just work on it during the ad break. Hey, we love this, Days. AFL's top callers rated and ranked.
Oh, yes.
And when you're in the industry, you love to know what other people think.
You do.
And what the people think, more importantly.
Well, most importantly.
Exactly. So Scotty Gullen, Herald Sun, has rated his top 15, okay, which we'll go through. Joey, with a bullet, Joey Montagna, my holiday mate.
You betcha.
14th.
Absolutely. And just a note to Scotty too, look after Joey with the photo.
Oh, what happened?
He's just stitched him up. It's an old photo. It's not his best angle.
Does he look like the Greek wombat?
Slightly. So that's not fair from Scott what he's done there.
He's at 14.
Yes.
At 11... Triple M zone, Howie.
Correct.
Who's doing it
11?
All. 11.
11. Oh, out of the top 10.
No.
Oh, what about the 10th? Who's the 10?
Chris Judd. Oh, no, next to him it's Nathan Brown. There you go. So they've put a photo of Noodles
out
Brown there.
To the end of the ice.
So that's Nath. They're at 10. This is Scott Gullins. Okay, we'll go.
Literally with a photo of Juddy.
With Juddy. Yeah.
And says Nathan Brown, right.
to say that, Nath wouldn't be happy with that.
He'll be flat on that.
He will be flat with that. Number 8?
Number 8, of course, the Duke. Luke Darcy.
Exactly, Luke Darcy, another Triple M boy, of course. Number seven, he won't be happy with this.
Oh, no. Brian.
No, it's seven.
Boy! Oh. Oh, boy!
He's not happy. What does it say about Brian?
Brian divides fans, but he's always entertaining. The odd wrong player's name fuels his critics, but BT is prime time and thrives on being the Channel 7 big dog. I think that's unfair. BT's a ripper.
No, he's great. And the big games, he's spot on there. So this is all Scotty Gullen. So
Definitely not us. We will distance ourselves from that review.
So let's go 3-2-1 then in Scotty's here. This is the top callers ranked and rated.
Well, it's interesting we haven't heard JB yet cited. Right. So we go to number three, Dwayne Russell.
Dwayne Pipe.
Oh, yes.
Yes, from downtown, what's he say? Wowee in the basketball. He does it all.
Wowee, so. That's Brian.
Oh, sorry, Brian. Yes.
Is he the shake and baker?
Shake and baker.
The shake and bake, yes.
That's it.
So that either means that one or two.
Righto.
I'll flick.
So let's go to two. Oh, let's go to one.
Okay, we'll go to one. And no surprises.
Yes.
Oh, a slight surprise. Anthony Hudson.
Hutto.
Oh, good work. I thought it was going to be JB for sure.
Very good caller, Hutto.
Very good caller, yes.
So Hutto's one, which means Jing
is on number two.
Jing.
That's the way.
He's happy with that. There you go. So that's Scotty. Scotty's done that one, okay. But then we want to know the readers.
So there's
an
option online to click. So you can say too high, too low, vote where you think this person should be.
Too high, too low.
It's a popularity contest.
It literally is, yes.
And we like to know what the people think. Yes. So here we go. So let's go to 15 again, because that's where we started last time.
Yep.
Who's at 15, Daisy?
15 is Brenton Speed.
No, are you sure?
Yeah, and 14's Joey. So we go to Joey, who was...
No. The Reader's one.
Oh, the Reader's one. Yes. Sorry, I've gone out of order.
Yes.
15 on the People's
the
poll.
The People's. Yes. The Reader's poll. Yes,
the
please.
Reader's poll.
Yes.
James Brayshaw.
So Jing is at two with Scotty and 15 with the People.
Two on one side. 15 of 15. Oh,
15 of 15. Yes,
that's
he is.
That's a stitch up.
No, there it is. Look at his stupid face. There he is. He's at number 15.
Joey's into eight on the People's.
Well, hang on. We'll go down the... So Dwayne Pipe's at 14. So he's been out the door too. Then at 13 is, Brian.
Mm.
So Brian, he was eight with Scotty. He's out to 13 with the People. Hutto, who was one with Scotty, he's out to 10. And Joey with a bullet. He's at eight. Good on you, Joey. Good. So then we go the top three for the readers, for the people out there. Number three is Howie. Mm-hmm. Going well, Howl Dog. He's going very well.
Howl Dog.
Number two.
Universally known as Howl Dog.
Yeah. Number two, Tim Lane. And number one is Jared Waitley.
Waitley.
I made love to a horse. No, he didn't. So Jared's there at number one.
So what have you taken out of that, Bill?
Jing.
Yes?
Jing was at two with Scotty. He's with 15 with the People. And that sums him up, that little sucker. So sucked in. Well done to the people. I think the people have voted beautifully with their feet. Or hands.
Or clicks.
Or clicks. Sucked in. Jing. Let's send that to him.
Oh,
can you do that, Hose?
He's in Italy. He won't care, mate.
Oh, he wouldn't give us stuff.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And your car was parked out the front. You didn't come in.
Yeah.
And I got a ticket. Good. I got a bloody ticket.
Big second hour to come on your Monday drive home or wherever you may be listening this afternoon. Tom Gleisner, head of the finale of Have You Been Paying Attention Tonight, season finale, will be in to take us through a bit of a quiz there, Bill.
Good
so
boy,
get
Tommy.
Yourself ready.
We get him on a bit. He's a good fella.
He is a ripper.
Yep.
We have a joke. Is it going to be good? Quality?
Peter Siddle sent one through, so we might test that. So knowing Sids?
Probably not. But now, time for...
On Triple M's Rush Hour, this is Bizarre. It's Billy's look at the weird side of footy and other stuff.
5 and 5 and 5.
Very good today.
Is it?
No. Well done, Raps. Look at that. 5 and 5.05 on the dot.
On the dot.
On the dinger. Well done. And I've gone all around the world today for the 5 at 5.05. Very good, this one here. So how do we start again?
What's at number 5, Fat?
I love this. Very short, sharp answer here. The coach of the Calgary Flames ice hockey team was very frank in a post-match press conference.
Huberto left the bench for a little bit in the first period. Are you able to say what it was?
I think he'd go take a shit.
Bang! That's the coach.
Hang on.
Huberto left the bench for a little bit in the first period. Are you able to say what it was?
I think he'd go take a shit.
Bang!
Ask a silly question.
Ah, well, it was honest.
Yeah.
Very, very honest. We like that, Rabsy.
How about number four, Bins?
Well, this is a 20-year-old Crystal Palace midfielder, Michael Olise, gives nothing to a reporter after a victory against West Ham.
Just talk us through it.
Through what they got. I think Wolf passed me the ball. Shot, scored.
Nice and brief. But it was a moment that captured the game, that won the game. And what's the feeling like when the ball does hit the back of the net?
It was a good feeling.
Do you feel you deserved it overall?
Yeah.
Come on, Michael, give him something.
Something.
Oh, that's unreal. Well done to him. Let's keep going, Rabsy.
What's at number three, Coco?
Oh, remember the big story last week, the Five Lions, they escaped this Taronga Zoo up there. Well, have
up
a
where?
Listen. Up in Sydney.
Yeah.
Taronga. Have a listen here to the reaction of the father of a young family who had been there on an overnight stay.
Oh. We realised, okay, something's outside. What is it? And they said, oh, it's the lions. So we're like, ooh, scary.
What did he say, Raps?
Ooh, scary.
Not overly concerned, just ooh,
scary. We might use that again.
Scary.
Well done. And next.
Give us number two, Smack.
Oh, here we go. Daisy.
Yes.
You were interviewed on the Listener podcast, LISTNR, Adam and Simon.
Yes.
And you talked about yourself and a Daisy impersonator.
Mm-hmm.
So my first year especially, I had the long blonde hair, and there was a guy that was going around at Room Nightclub in Seven pretending to be me, getting drink cards, hooking up with chicks. And the footy club kept getting calls saying, my daughter hooked up with Dale Thomas. Oh. Why is he out pissed on a Tuesday night? And thankfully, I could say, I was having dinner with the CEO, like, sort this out.
Is that true?
Yeah, factual.
Absolutely.
So when I first got drafted, I moved into Greg Swan's house,
Yes. Now
CEO of Brisbane Lions, then CEO of the Pies.
Good man.
Thankfully, I was having dinner with him. His family brought me in, and we'd have dinner there around the table every night of the week,
Yeah. Including
Tuesdays. And Tuesday's night, Room would go off, and the footy club on Wednesday morning would get phone calls, and I'd get called in and be like, well, I don't understand.
I was with you, Greg.
Yeah. Well, you can take it up with the CEO. I was with him last night. So it turns out that there was an impersonator and going around and doing some work.
Scary.
It would have been.
What about that? Was that impersonator around when that night when you went to a wedding and had all those wines?
It wasn't
a
wedding.
It was a charity function.
A charity function.
It might have been him as well.
Was that him? Wasn't you?
It wasn't. I was with Greg Swan again.
Had six bottles of wine that night?
I had three to four drinks, Bill.
How long did that impersonator thing go for?
A while. Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah, it is.
It really was.
A little blonde-headed little smack from Druin.
A little twerp just getting around pretending to be this twerp. Wouldn't read about it.
And... what do you got at number one, Bill? Oh, the big news for South Australia and holidaymakers. The first cruise ships were returning to Adelaide and the Today Show was there.
G'day, guys. You're live with the Today Show. How you doing?
Living the
dream. Careful there.
Hey, brother.
Where are you guys from?
Sydney, Penrith.
This is the first cruise ship to South Australia in 2 years.
Yeah, okay.
Is that exciting for you guys?
Yeah, I didn't realise that. It's the first time in South Australia, so we've been excited about that. I didn't realise
the City of
time.
Churches, ready to run amok in the most boring state ever.
What's on the list of things to do?
Nothing, actually. There's not really much to do in Adelaide, is there?
Just come over the top of that bloke, give it a good old whack.
A real sense of occasion, didn't he?
That was good. Rabsy was, ooh.
Come on.
What was it?
Scary.
Very solid from you, Bids.
No, well done. Hosemary helped me with that, actually. Very good, Hose. And Maddie in the booth, so yes. Well done.
It's been a good segment this year, 5:05. So well done.
So come back next year?
Definitely.
Well, Jing didn't like it, so good luck.
Well, he's rated 15 out of 15, so
exactly.
It doesn't matter.
Yes.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Well, just do you know what a tine is? The tines of a fork. Do you know what that is?
Yes.
What?
It's about 5:32.
Oh,
JB Bill with Daisy Thomas. This is Triple M's Rush Hour. Tom Gleisner not far away because tonight it is the finale of Have You Been Paying Attention? But last night, Daisy, it was the finale of The Block.
It certainly was. And a lot of us sat down and watched it and watched with interest because the show itself, it's intriguing. When you watch people renovate houses, you see how poorly of a job they do where they all get it wrong. And then you watch people play exorbitant amounts of money. To me, the whole concept is fascinating, Bill.
But it did look good.
But it looked amazing.
Some of the houses look good
Big
blocks.
Tree change.
Exactly. They had tennis courts and basketball courts and pools and all that. So you watched it last night.
I did.
So first of all, did it, because it was a bittersweet, wasn't it?
Well, it was interesting because Tom and Sarah Jane, they were
the fan favourites.
Yes. So they won a heap of rooms, which means they get a heap of cash. They won the car on the final night. So they were absolutely killing it. But as part of that, they got to choose the order of the auctions.
Ah, which is very important.
Which becomes very important. So they put themselves second.
They
sent Omar and Oz into bat first.
Who weren't happy with that, were they?
Who weren't very happy with that. Rachel and Ryan in third. Sharon and Anchor fourth. Third. And then
he was an anchor.
There we go. House five. So that's fourth. Yeah. And then the final, Jenny and Dylan, who are their friends, who have a house most similar to them, they put them last.
So first up, Omar and Oz. Bang.
Bang, and this is how that went.
$5,666,066 to Danny. Here it goes. Gonna call it once, twice, third and final call. Going, going, going. Gone, sold. Congratulations. Wow.
I think it's around $1.5 million profit.
No, I have no idea.
$750,000 each.
1.586666 actually, and 100 grand for winning the show.
Correct. So that was the first house. So all the reserves were set at 4.08 million.
Wow.
So they've come out of the gates and just blown it away.
Which surprised everyone, really.
Surprised everyone.
Because everyone was worried about them selling, to be honest.
They certainly were. Yeah. Well, the market's a bit volatile at the minute, and they didn't have a great deal of interest, but they had some registered bidders.
And we're out of Sunbury.
Well, that's
Gisborne.
Gisborne?
Where? Gisborne? South?
The Macedon Ranges, south of that.
Well, yeah.
It's like when I used to live in South Toorak. So far south, it was Glen Iris. So we got to the second house, which was
the
arguably the best.
Right-o.
The fan favourites, and everyone sat down and we thought, well, if that's gone for 1.5 over.
Wow.
Here we go.
Right. And?
$20,000 they made.
$20,000.
$20,000 it went over.
So that's all, they made 10 grand each.
Well, they're married, so they keep the 20. But yeah, technically,
did they win things along the way? You said the car,
so they get a car, which isn't the end of the world, and they get the chance to sell that.
But still, 20 grand.
They did have some good perspective, though, when asked about it. Sarah Jane, who grew up in Broadmeadows, she was just pumped that she got invited to the Birdcage. I quote, "Like, it's not all that bad. The experience and opportunities that have come. I went to the effing Birdcage. I live 2 km from Broadmeadows, and I was in the Birdcage twice. Not even the crappy tents. I was in the good ones."
Oh, good on her.
So she took it pretty well. And on the night, when they came back in, they were flat as a tack.
Ooh.
And they just started ripping in. Old mate.
Scotty. Was Scotty Cam?
He was there.
But he was yelling at the telly or something.
Well, from then on. So that was disappointing. And then everyone was high alert from then on. So the next two hardly got a bid. So didn't make it to the reserve.
Rachel and Ryan.
So Scotty is sitting there and they're like, we're going to pass it in before it gets to just over reserve, like the Tom and Sarah Jane. And then you have to sell it because it's on the market.
Oh, right.
So they passed it in, but the real estate agent wasn't listening. So they're ringing and ringing and ringing and then saying, mate, just walk away, say, no, we're passing it in. We'll deal with you directly. Wasn't to be the case. He then went back in the room and said, any more advances? Once, twice, gave them another opportunity.
Knocked it down.
So they were blowing up deluxe because somebody could have came in, raised it 10,000 over, picked up the house, see you later.
Right. Mm. So they made 20. Then the third couple.
So they got nothing, the third couple.
Yeah.
No, the third couple, passed in, went to negotiate outside the room.
And made?
169,000. So something.
So that's not bad.
And again, so then you go, okay, we've had the best of the best. And then we've had nothing. We've gone okay. We moved to house number three.
All bought by the same bloke, by the way.
All bought by Danny Wallace.
Yes.
Who is a philanthropist.
Which is?
Someone who's very charitable.
Bloody oaf he was.
So then we get to the last two, Bill. So you sit there and go, all right, maybe something. The fourth house, not a great deal of hype around it.
No.
Passed in. No, thank you. Similar
did
drama.
It get, no bid, nothing at
Didn't
all.
Didn't get close.
Righto.
Yep. Or got close enough in the end, but there's similar drama happening. And then house four.
No.
passed in again.
Ooh.
So two houses now out of the whole series now have to then go and try and be sold post the show.
And as of 4 o'clock today, we spoke to Channel 9.
Breaking news.
Both houses haven't been bought as yet and are still on the market.
There you go.
As of 4 o'clock.
High drama.
Yes, high drama there.
I think the next season's in Hampton East.
Is it?
So they're coming back.
I don't know if they'll be going out there again. Do you know Channel 9 made money out of it?
Yeah.
Because they bought the 28 hectares for $11 million. They've made money.
Interesting stuff. Yeah. Anyhow, coming up next, Rose, we got
Tommy Gleisner, who's got a quiz for you guys because it's the season finale of Have You Been Paying Attention? It's the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Someone have hold of your pills.
They didn't drop for a while. They're up there.
Tonight, it's the season finale of Have You Been Paying Attention? 8:40 p.m. on 10 and 10 Play, and their host, Tom Gleisner, joins us.
Our next guest has clearly spent too much time with Billy Brownless.
Arnold Schwarzenegger has been busy.
What is his name again?
Arnold
Schwarzenegger.
Schwarzenegger.
Please welcome the host of Have You Been Paying Attention, Tom Gleisner.
The man who has to herd the cats that are Sam Pang, Ed Cavalli, Kitty Flanagan, Marty Sheargold, and Ann Edmonds on tonight's season finale. Mr. Tom Gleisner, welcome.
Thank you very much. Not so much a host as a moving target on that show.
Exactly.
Keep my head down and power through.
Now, Tom, you are a wordsmith. I've never seen you or heard you flustered before, but what happened with this?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
What happened there, Tom?
I'll tell you exactly what happened, Billy. I was focusing on the first part of the name. I was going to go a bit German, give it a bit of a Schwarzen.
Yeah.
And I reckon I bailed.
Yeah.
And then it just fell off the horse at that point.
Gee, they loved it. They were giggling like little kids.
It's pathetic. I'm just trying to do my job and failing.
It might be a touch rich from you, Bins.
Well, no, I understand where he's going.
Yeah. If anyone
try
can
and add a bit of
something.
Hume or a bit of fun, and then you don't think about the rest of it. Hey, Sam Pang now only got one job with you. You should actually just move him on. That'd be funny.
Yes, that's right. Put him onto the Centrelink queue. He's doing his national tour. He's with Sheargold and Malloy and the gang. So no, that's his new gig.
And the front bar.
Yes.
Well, yeah. Would you go along and watch those boys? Would you go to one of their gigs?
Look, I'd be happy to watch the YouTube highlights.
Yes. Is it hard for you to keep a straight face at times, though? Because as an avid watcher of the show, some of the answers that come out are slightly left field, and you do a great job of just sitting there and stone-facing them.
Thank you, Dazzy. Absolutely. I genuinely have no idea what's going to come.
Yes.
And so I throw the question out there, and I'm just seeing five people die for that buzzer. And I go, this could go anywhere. And obviously there are things that never make it to air. We've got a team of Channel 10 lawyers on speed dial. Going, that's not been broadcast.
The show's been going 9 years. That's a long time in the industry.
Absolutely. And it, you know, it didn't have the best of starts. We actually began on a Sunday afternoon. Oh. No one remembers this.
No,
season one was Sunday afternoon. It's like, I think our lead-in was a David Attenborough documentary on Channel 10.
Yes.
And one of the really old Attenborough ones. It was back when the Barrier Reef had coral. And it was that long ago.
That long ago.
So, yeah, and it was half an hour. Can you imagine sort of squeezing what we do? Sometimes just the opening chat with the contestants is, you know, 25 minutes. So luckily, after about the first season or two, 10 sort of let us loose and gave us a later night Monday spot for an hour, and we sort of went from there.
Has it always been Have You Been Paying Attention? Because I see there's a Cyprus knockoff.
Yes.
And it's just called Pay Attention.
That's right. They're very
slightly more aggressive to the point.
What does that mean?
Very terse. It's actually not a knockoff, Daisy. The show has actually been licensed to Cyprus. And a few territories around the world have had a crack.
Cyprus,
not Cyprus.
Did you say Cyprus?
I think I might have,
You haven't been paying attention. That's Cyprus.
Yeah, Cyprus.
So final show tonight, 8:40 on 10 Play. Can we expect anything?
Well, this is our chance to look back, not just at the week, but the entire
year. Oh, big one. Yes.
And it's
reflective piece.
So much news. You think you remember stuff, or there's stuff you go, did that happen this year?
Yeah.
And literally, we were putting it together the other day, and I don't mean to bring the mood down, but we had to work out, when did Prince Philip die?
Oh,
I have brought the mood down. There you go. Not this year. Apparently, we won't be asking that. The last time you'll hear that question.
Right.
But you forget what happened this year, what didn't happen this year. We're even doing one. You know how we lose so many celebrities over the course of a year?
Yeah.
We're going to put up a bunch of faces and all of them will have, you know, be in at the Logies in memoriam package, except for one. You've got to work out who's still with us. Okay. And it's kind of hard. And we're using Billy's face. For that.
It's a slightly warped game, but sure.
Thank you.
Could have been Marty. And normally you bring in a nice little quiz for us. Have you got a little quiz today?
I'd like to take you through 2022 if we get a chance.
Ooh. All right. Well, we'll do that straight after this. Hang around, please. Mr. Tom Gleisner.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
So I've been working half a year, haven't had a break. No wonder old numbnuts is no good.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's showing.
Tom Gleisner joins us because tonight is the season finale of Have You Been Paying Attention? 8:40 p.m. on 10 and 10 Play. And Tom, it's a look back for the year of 2022.
Absolutely. Normally we just go through the last 7 days. This is 365 days. Wow. So a bit to remember. And let's see whether you gentlemen have been paying attention to 2022. We're going to start right back in January. Who is the sports superstar deported from Australia? Billy.
COVID,
as he's known. Exactly. All right, well done. This is,
what's the score? Okay,
this is a phrase you won't hear me offer very often. Billy's in the lead.
Thank you.
Johnny Depp took Amber Heard to court this year. What was he suing her for?
Was it over the dogs?
No, it wasn't canine related.
Was it defamation?
Yes. Bang. You said
open. Defamation.
It was also defecation as well. That was a side issue.
Got a jar of sand.
All right, one each. Who was named this year's Australian of the Year? Billy.
Dylan Alcock.
Bang, he's ahead.
Dylan's
this is exciting.
Like, remember. He likes a frothy, Tom.
All right. Is that right?
Oh, does he? What? Right? Does he? Yes.
All right. What was the top grossing movie of 2022? You probably saw it.
Oh, yes.
It was a sequel, but it took many, many years to make the sequel.
Bing.
Yes, Daisy.
Top Gun.
Top Gun Maverick. Wow, we're all locked up. We're all tied up.
Well, you couldn't script this.
Crocodile Dundee.
Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah. 2022, not 1922.
Porkies. Do you ever watch Porkies? 1 and 2.
Porkies.
Yeah. 1 and 2.
Oh, gosh. 3 was good.
so 2 all. Here it is.
Yeah, here we go.
Righto.
The Winter Olympics kicked off in February. Who was the host city?
Bing. Sochi.
Sushi.
Oh, thank you.
They have hosted.
It was in that part of the world.
Canberra.
Is not in that part of the world. Okay, now we're gonna move on to a proper tiebreaker.
Where was it?
Was Beijing had it this year? Okay, this is a three-parter, so I need them all.
Oh,
England has had 3 prime ministers this year. Name them.
What's the bloke with the hair?
That's one.
That's Ding Boris. Then, Boris. Can we collab
and
on
then
this
we
and take
Truss,
two up
Liz Truss.
This?
Liz Truss, the lettuce.
No one trusted her. And then the Prime Minister now is old...
And you can't call him cock or
Sunak.
This will sound racist.
Sunak?
Yeah, you know what? I think Billy's trying to say Rishi Sunak.
Yeah, that's it.
That's pretty
not
good
bad.
For
not
you.
Not bad.
Ladies and gentlemen. Billy Brownless.
I've won it again.
Bang.
You're not bad. Jim has no idea because he doesn't watch any things about himself. Hey, now, Tom.
Yes.
You have written a musical.
I have.
About a old people's home.
Indeed.
I want to know your research. You didn't go and stay there for a week or two.
No, I haven't gone that far. I haven't immersed myself quite yet. No, it's called Bloom, and we're doing it with the Melbourne Theatre Company next year. It's about June, July next year.
Right.
Anne Edmonds, who in fact is on tonight's episode of Have You Been Paying Attention, is playing a starring role.
Frankie J. Holden.
It's going to be an absolute blast. So check it out on the MTC website, and we'd love people to come along.
Where does the inspiration for this come from?
Elderly parents. My mother-in-law, Anita, is 99 and still living in an aged care home.
So she's going to raise the bat?
She's going to, well, hopefully.
Yeah, keep them crossed.
She's in the car at the moment, might need to move this along.
Who does she get a letter off the
You have
Charlie.
To apply. King Charles will send you a letter, but you actually have to apply to get one.
Yeah.
It doesn't just happen. Like, they don't automatically know you've turned 100. So,
you got to apply.
Mm-hmm.
I thought she'd read the paper and go, he's going all right. There's a right one out. I didn't know that. There you go.
That'll be February. Yeah, so Bloom.
Good
is
fun.
Absolutely.
That'll be fun because there'll be some interesting things go on at the old people's homes.
100%. No, a lot of fun. Looking forward to it.
So what do you do now that you're finished? It's all your work's done. Do you have a holiday or what does Tommy Boy do?
No. We're still busy. We work through to the end of the year. Our other show, The Cheap Seats, on a Tuesday night.
I like that.
Good on you, Mel.
She's funny.
Mel
is
Mel
funny.
Mel Bryce one. You're not a fan of Tim McGraw?
No, I like Tim.
No, she likes Mel. Tim can bugger off.
Okay,
I saw Timmy in the Birdcage.
Did you?
Doing some of his best work in Paramount, was he?
Well, we helped produce the cheap seat. So that's rolling on for another few weeks.
That's a good show.
It's a good show.
It is really good. And then do you have a good break? Do you actually have a break?
We do. We down tools for most of January. So, yes, I'll just settle back and watch some cricket.
Oh, good. Good on you. Hey, good luck tonight. The final episode of Have You Been Paying Attention? Or what's the other one? In Cyprus?
Cyprus, as I said. That's just pay attention, Bill.
Yeah, that's right. But on tonight, 8:40 on Channel 10 and 10 Play, Radzi.
That's right. It's the season finale, not the final episode ever. Has You Been Paying Attention? We'll be back next year, Tom.
Unless you've heard something I haven't.
No. I haven't told you.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Look at him. He's now in the fetal position because he knows how appalling that is.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
Bins, it's been an absolutely huge show.
Great show.
And tomorrow will be no exception. Steel Side Bottom on the phone. I've got a bone to pick with him.
Yes.
And hopefully we get to the bottom of a few questions you posed on Friday.
Yes, about the wedding that you didn't get invited to.
Correct, that's it. Ash Barty also to join us, the one and only.
Oh, what a star she is. I've got some good questions for her.
No doubt.
And guess where she is tonight? Guess where Ash Barty is tonight?
I'm unsure.
Geelong. Oh. GMHBA Stadium signing her new book. So we'll chat about that tomorrow too. Yes, I'm sure.
It all comes back to Geelong. But now, please finish off a ripping show with one of these.
Mm. With a brand new sponsor too.
I have a joke.
This is Billy's joke. Maz Group. Delivering quality, trust and innovation in construction and proudly trained by Trade Institute Victoria. TIB.vic.edu.au.
How good.
Maz Group. How good.
Well done, Maz Group. Trade Institute Victoria or TIV.vic.edu.au.
That's it.
I knew I shouldn't have done that. But thank you for the sponsorship. They're lining up. They're just lining up because the jokes have been that good.
Yes.
Now, this joke, before I tell it,
no.
is from the great Peter Siddle. Peter Siddle, Sidzy. So he sent this through and I've got to go with it. Not that... Well, you might like it, Rabs, but I'm not sure about it.
Right.
Here's Sid's joke.
Never good when you're just already putting the person under the bus.
Right. What did the policeman say to his belly button?
What did he say, Bill?
You're under a vest.
Oh, no. Is there meant to be an accent that goes with it or something? No,
you're under a vest. But luckily I can help him out here, Sids. I'm come from the other end with the new ball and I'll get a couple of wickets early.
Okay.
Do you know today starts Diarrhea Awareness Week?
Did you know that?
No. It runs all week.
Isn't it? It runs till Friday?
Well, till Friday. Well, all week. Doesn't matter. Runs all week. Doesn't that wait? Oh, don't tell me he's gone with that.
Only because he got a hat trick on his birthday.
Oh, Rad.
Sidzy.
You're going to come. Come on, Sidzy.
We love Sidzy. He's doing some good things down in Tassie.
Yeah, not in the joke for us.
Oh, never call again.
Peter, more bananas for you, Sidzy.